Light is the symbol of wisdom. Light is the symbol of wisdom. How wonderful that is. How magnificent that is. Is light really the symbol of wisdom? Every time we think of light, we think of, oh, I see. I am aware. I am illumined. I have understanding. I have competence of the principles of all that guides my existence. Am I truly wise when I have light? Or am I just knowledge? Am I just an awareness of knowledge? And most of the time, we are stuck with the idea of knowledge, and we think that that is wisdom. And knowledge is purely science. Knowledge is merely what the scientists are doing and what you are doing as you are searching out information, as you are searching out the facts. Knowledge is searching out the facts. Scientists search out the facts. And nicely so. We all can delight in searching out the facts. We want to know who we are. We want to know where we're going. We want to know what are the values that we should have in life. What are the things that make the difference? If we ever make a mistake, are we going to be hounded all of our life for that mistake, or do we turn from that mistake to maybe learning something from it, or if not learning something from it, at least leaving it behind and letting it be us no more? For every time we learn from a mistake, we're doing the mistake over again. Every time we think of a negative experience in our life, we are re-happening that negative experience in our life, and we are doing it again and again and again. Now, wisdom, understanding, knowledge should tell us that this is the case, and it does. It does. We know that this is the case, and yet we still persist in doing it. Why do we persist in doing things which are not necessarily beneficial to us? Why do we persist? Why do we keep looking at the negative side of life when the positive side of life is exactly who and what we are? When are we going to begin turning our attention from the appearances to the reality? And to do that, we look within. To do that, we stop and we listen to the voice within us that tells us all things. The voice which in us, which is the light of the world. It tells us all truths, all reality, all things that are never, never changing. If I lived my life from a never-changing point of view, I'd be living my life from an ideal self. I would be living my life from that which I really am. I'd be living my life from who I am and what I am and why I am and where I am. Can we do that? Is this a possibility for all humanity? Is this a possibility for all of us as we walk our path? Is this the truth about us? Is this the awareness about us? Is this the life that's in us? Is this the reality that's within us? Yes, it is. How do I train myself to go from the concept of saying I have problems and I have limitation in my world to the expression that all is mine and all is done right now? How do I move into that awareness that all is done right now? Well, I move into the awareness that all is done right now by saying it. We have learned that affirmations are a very important part of our life. Affirmations are the reiteration of the truth about us. Affirmations are the changing of the inner image, and not so much the inner image, but the outer image, but changing of our thinking image. That's the point. Changing our thinking image to what it really is. Now, what is our thinking image? What really is our thinking image? How do we act upon our thinking image? Our thinking image are those thoughts that come to us extraneously. Now, these are not intuitive thoughts. These are not illuminating thoughts. These are thoughts that come to us from the world that we've created, and then we sent them out and we let them be themselves, and we have not guided them as they are growing up and becoming all that they have the possibility to become. Yes, that's true. That's very true. We're always using a little child as an illustration. And a child comes to us and says, I want to do this. And you say, let's do this. This is much more beneficial, much more revealing, much more happy for you if you do this. No, we don't do that. The child will say, well, I want to do what I want to do. And so rather than saying that, you say, hey, I am going to do this wonderful thing. Now, would you like to come along and be part of it? I am going to Disneyland. Would you want to come along? I am going down shopping, and I want to buy a new pair of tennis shoes for you. Would you like to come along and try them on to make sure they're the perfect fit? Ho, ho, ho! And everything. And everything that was there before is forgotten. Even the dog barking is forgotten. Because what is happening is that I'm putting a new cause in motion for the child. And for myself, too. Because I am not going to be touched by what he wanted to do that was not for his benefit. But I am going to be touched by what I want him to do for his benefit. I am going to train him in the most beautiful, sensitive, caring way that I can. I'm going to train him to realize how wonderful he is, how perfect he is, how fantastic he is. I am going to direct his consciousness into the way that is most beneficial for him and for him and my world. Now, I am responsible for what he thinks. I am responsible for the direction of his thought. I am responsible for the teaching and training of my child. And my world is filled with my children. Myself is filled with my child and my children. All that life is filled with what I have created by my thought, what I have said out of my being. As I use the affirmations that are important to me, as I share them with my child, then my child lives by those affirmations. But I must be so consistent, persistent, and I must be so definite in using my affirmations beneficially that the affirmations definitely go where I want them to go. Now, that's wisdom. That's wisdom from within me. And that's how I think about all things. I'm not just knowledge, and knowledge is a wonderful thing. But I'm not just knowledge. I am wisdom. The use of knowledge for my benefit, the use of knowledge for all that is good and beautiful for me, the use of knowledge to accomplish the goals that I have in my heart and my mind and my being. Knowledge is a wonderful thing, but wisdom is how King Solomon might have done it. It's how someone thinking, how can I benefit these ladies so that they will both be happy, realizing that this is a child that belongs to one of them, and I don't know which one. So I'm going to say, okay, let's cut the child in half, and each can have a half. And the real mother wants life for her child. She wants her child to grow up and be fantastic as it is. She wants her child to live. She loves her child. She does not just love the possession of the physical form. She loves her child, and she instantly leaps up and says, no, no, give the child to her. Let her take the child. This is wisdom. This is wisdom at its highest level, when we are unpossessed by the things in our world, and we let go of the things in our world so that they no longer manipulate us and control us and make demands upon us and make us feel that they're the most important things that we must consider in all of life and in all of being. Now, do you have that wisdom? Do you have that light that shines in the darkness in you? Do you have that symbol of wisdom that says you are the light of the world, as the master teacher said? And he meant that he expressed truth in all of its aspects. You can mean that you express truth in all of its aspects, that you can express wisdom, that you can express life, that you can express beauty. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the sensitivity of knowing from within how to put the facts together in our world, how to put the illusions together in our world, to bring about a world that is filled with peace and love and joy and harmony, that is filled with all that we could ever want. And we let our light shine. We let this understanding principle of mind reveal to us all that is great and all that is good and all that is beautiful. And as we do that, we are illumined throughout our entire being. And we, with that wisdom, are the light of the world, and it is glorious indeed. Claim that light of the world for you now. Say your affirmation, I live in the light of truth. I am the light of truth. I am all knowledge. I am all wisdom. I like me, I like me, I like me. Say these things. These affirmations bring about the goodness. When the mother says to the child, say, you're wonderful. I like you. Do you like you? Yes, mommy, I like me. And have the child say that uninhibitedly, beautifully. Yes, mommy, I like me. Yes, mommy, I like to do things that make you happy. Yes, mommy, I like to do things that make me happy. Yes, mommy, I like to do things that I can accomplish. Oh, such a good stuff. Yes, mommy, I like it, I like it, I like it. And that's wisdom manifest on the human level. Now, we can take that a step further to the divine awareness and say, within you, you say, I know that I know that I know. That wisdom is known by everyone in my world. And that is done too. There are many approaches to wisdom. There are many approaches to the human. There are many approaches to the divine. But there's only one approach that's going to work for you and for me. And that's the approach that we apply in our life. And we apply that approach in our life every time we say, I know that I know that I know. The wisdom in me knows this, and I can put it to work in my life and my affairs right now in every beautiful, fantastic, glorious way. And truly, it is done that way. Enjoy this wisdom, apply this wisdom, and experience this wisdom in everything you do. Because you are indeed wise. You are indeed the wisdom of the universe. You are indeed the divine expressing itself through you as wisdom, as truth, as all that is good. And it is done right now. No waiting time. It is done right now. It is yours forevermore. I love you.